It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf with OG Devin in the house.
She's here.
We're all back. In studio.
We're back. Things went awry.
Yes, we are back.
Yes. Because of the cron.
Because of the vid.
The cron.
The vid, so you call it the cron. I call it the vid.
Whatever you want to call it. It really is. I made a snafu in our plans.
I got a booster shot and the vid. So
same.
And literally.
You got a booster, order. Devin?
I got the booster.
And you still got the vid.
I got the booster the day after I got the vid. Oh. Didn't know I had the vid.
Oh, man.
That's what happens when you're asymptomatic.
That's what, you know, word on the street is Project Blonde had something to do with
getting
the vid.
What? You got that inside scoop.
I got an inside. My sources are saying that Project Blonde may be responsible.
Let's just blame her for it.
Because I know Georgie 100% gave it to me because she was sick and she was like, huggies, huggies. And
Devin,
I'm like, 6 feet, yo, 6 feet. She's like, I'm your daughter.
Devin did not get it. Caring for a child.
No, I got it, you know, helping a friend out.
Right. No. She was outraging.
Well, you know.
At a children's bar, actually, with kids, with drunk kids. Like
young,
well,
they weren't
21.
They were of drinking age.
21's a kid.
Okay, well,
they were much younger than I was. Wasn't sure what I was doing there, but, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you black out, Devin.
Yep.
Well, you know, so I went to a bar just to, you know, offer moral support for my friend who, you know, is single out there. And so I went. She didn't end up getting coronavirus, but me and my friend who went with her did. So.
Nah, she did. Yeah, she doesn't know it.
Still?
Or knew it and didn't say.
Yeah, maybe.
Because full disclosure, when my house had it, I was like, daddy daycare, daddy doctor, like whatever you need, I got you. When I got it, it was 6 feet isolated. And at one point I said, good morning, Georgie. She says, dad, 6 feet, no hugs. No, we call it squeezes.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm like, distance squeeze? She's like, no.
She didn't understand that since she already had it, she couldn't get it again.
She was like, because I had a cough. She was like, I'm not getting that.
So she knew.
Quote, unquote, sorry, dad, I'm not getting that again. So I said, well, you can't get it again. She's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I can't argue with her. So I isolated in my movie theater. So I actually had the time of my life when I was on the vid because no one could be around me.
Must
and
be
I was
nice.
So
yeah.
Happy.
Sounds like your dream.
I was. Like, people would come up and I'd be like, and they'd be like, oh!
I'm not feeling well.
I'm not feeling well. The best was one of my neighbors. I won't mention him. He's a bit much at times. And he had stopped by and I had a glass door and I was like, I'd open it, but I got the, you know. And he's like, oh, I just was wanting to see how you're feeling. I'm okay, but, you know. And he's like, oh, I was just stopping by. I was like, yeah, I'd let you in, but, you know, I got the thing, so.
Right. Step back away.
Do you need anything? Just space.
Kat, how was your isolation? You're all good?
I wasn't even really sick. Like,
yeah, that's how I felt.
At all. Like, I've had, like, some chills and sweats for, like, 12 hours. And I, like, slept through most of it.
Yeah, I got the chills. And then I had like a cold though.
Yeah.
I had a cold. That's the best way to describe it is I just had a cold.
I had nothing.
I had a little bit of a headache too, but I took some Tylenol, cold and flu.
I personally thought my one friend was being dramatic when she
said. Project Blonde?
No, my other, she didn't get it.
I'm
not
interested in other friends that aren't Project Blonde.
I don't have any other friends other than Project Blonde.
Speaking of Project Kat, I know you were caught up doing other things. Devin and I had a brief chat and. Well, this is kind of breaking news, and it's still early. You can still get in. We're still willing to
take
investors.
We're at the ground level right now. We want to hear your ideas as well.
We reluctantly, you know, because Gutfeld couldn't wait to cover that story about the 90-day fiancé. I don't want to use the word star, but participant.
Participant.
Yes, great. Who was selling her
farts in a jar.
Right, I sent you guys the article a while ago
And Devin is very skeptical. But apparently she made herself sick.
Yeah, I saw
that. To the hospital.
So, well, sure. But here's the thing. you don't have to put anything in the jar.
Yeah.
You just say it. So, which led to...
I don't know. I've never tested
hold on. Hold
what
on.
We, what
hold
we've
on.
Decided
please,
is...
Please, Devin, you take it from here.
Yes. Yeah, so what we decided is, since, you know, she could get away with, you know, bottling her farts, we are now going to open a business of a ghost in a jar.
We're going to start catching ghosts.
We're going to catch a ghost for
and
you,
put it in a
and
jar.
We're going to send it to you. We haven't decided on pricing,
why
so maybe we can help you.
Why are you haunting my home?
No, no, no. It's your
no,
choice.
You,
we're selling them.
We'll sell them. Yeah,
we're
you
selling
buy them. We're not going to just send them right to
yeah.
you.
No, no, no. We're not just going to give this shit
across America.
No, no. This
internationally,
is, yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about.
And here's the beautiful
ghosts.
Thing: we don't need nuclear power. We're just going to catch them with our hands.
No, yeah, mm. We're not going to go Ghostbusters.
Just like this, and then open the jar and put the little bugger
I
in there.
I have a lot of jars at home that right. I could use. You know,
you have a lot of jars at home.
I save all my jam jars.
But here's the thing:
you purchased jam.
Well, it was a pandemic.
Yes. You purchased.
I
what
bought
kind
a
of
lot
person?
Of jars too. I was going to pickle
an adult.
Peaches and
you don't eat like
you.
Put,
you go to the store and you're like,
you can't go to the store.
On your
There's
little grocery
on
list, you write jam.
Yeah,
I get
and
jam
strawberry
jars.
And you ever go to the store and then you come back, you're like, I forgot my jam.
Well, or I'll be like, oh, I bought two things of jam. I didn't realize I had one in
jam,
my.
So you are overrun with jam.
Yeah, I actually have like four different kinds of jams in my fridge right now.
Really?
I have three because jam is a higher. It's a higher level of jelly.
It's not a. Well, it's not jelly.
It's not jelly.
It's
jelly ain't got shit on jam. Like,
I've got a raspberry one. Yeah. I've got a. I've got a strawberry one. I have an apricot jam.
What do you do with all your jam?
You spread them on crackers
or you make toast, an English muffin in the morning.
Paddington Bear literally set his whole life to jam on toast. He was more addicted to it than Winnie the Pooh was on honey.
I love jam and toast. It's such a good little
I've eaten
morning.
Jam. I can say I have never in my entire time on this planet purchased a jar of jam.
You've never bought Smucker's jam?
I've never purchased jam. No, I've never been like, got to go to the store, get my jam.
You don't ever, you never go out with jam as
the
featured item. What happens is you're on the aisle and you're like, what is this? This jam. And they have more flavors than jelly. So
there's
like raspberry jam.
And there's chunks of the fruit in it.
And there's like chunks of fruit in it.
Oh, I have a blueberry jam.
I know what jam is. You don't have to tell me what jam is. I'm not a
I don't think. You know what? This attitude on jam, if this is the same attitude you're going to have with ghosts.
Yeah, this anti-jam attitude.
I hate to do this, but your window's going to close.
Where do you keep all your jam jars?
In my refrigerator.
In the jam closet.
Your empty jam jars in your
refrigerator? Oh, the empty ones. The empty ones. Okay, so I have a lot
of plants. You
drink
out of them?
I do drink out of some of them.
Right. I use mine for moonshine.
But I like to use
Learn
them
that from Degan McDowell.
To propagate some of my plants, because I have a lot of plants in my house. So
right.
like I'll trim them and I'll like put
propagate?
Them in the water.
Yeah, and then they'll grow and
she gets
extra
plants.
And
they'll grow and then I have more plants.
Oh, I've never. I always kill. I can't keep.
I have like over 50 plants in my apartment.
So you're a plant person.
So you just
I am.
Sit there eating jam and looking at
I'm
all
looking
the foliage,
at my plant.
Indoor foliage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what you do?
Yeah, that's my life.
Oh boy.
Because you don't even have to put jam in the refrigerator. You can store it.
Kat is really reevaluating.
Yeah, there's
our
always a grandmother
right
in your neighborhood who makes jam. And they
and
never
I get
make like
acquiring
one jar.
Jam. I don't I completely understand acquiring jam, right? Like it's in a fruit basket. You know,
right.
you're at a diner after you've been drinking, you throw a little mini thing in your
okay,
purse. Like
I
get I'm not saying I have never acquired jam. I've just never purchased jam. It doesn't seem like something. It's just wild to think of someone purchasing jam.
I used to have that same philosophy with weed. I would never purchase weed,
okay.
but if weed would happen to be
right.
around me,
okay.
I would
fair.
Partake. But I felt like I'm good because I'd never actually
right.
buy it. I would never go out going, today I'm going to buy weed. But if I was sitting on a park bench
it's
and
free.
Someone's toking next to me and they're like, hit, don't mind if I do. So again, I'm pro weed.
So if somebody comes up to you with a jam packet, you're taking it.
I'm going
to
take the jam.
But
the difference between weed and jam is I'll 100% go buy some jam. I'm down with jam. You can eat that thing with a spoon.
You really could.
You really could. And my favorite ever is my grandmother, rest her soul, who I never talk about. She made rhubarb jam. And that
Ooh,
was phenomenal.
That's probably really
and,
sweet.
Yeah, but you got to be, but it's kind of bitter too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like strawberries, but better. But here's the cold part. If you don't make the rhubarb right, it's poisonous. So you really got to know what you're doing. So if I made
my
rhubarb
strawberry jam doesn't do that.
If I made rhubarb jam, I'm going to say no matter how much I want you to try it, don't. Because it could be poisonous.
Don't trust it.
So how long does it take you to go through a jar of jam?
A long time.
7 years.
It's always there.
Yeah, it's a staple.
Yeah. You feel like you could probably, you know, kind of orient your life that way.
Like you'll go through like two or three relationships and have the same
jam. I've had that the apricot jam.
Yeah. You ever go through a breakup? You ever go through a breakup and you're like, I can't even look at this jam anymore.
Yeah, you change flavors.
Oh, man, I got to throw this raspberry jam out.
And then you'll just about, I don't know. It is raspberry and it's off season.
Right.
So you don't, you know, it's tough. It depends what's in season, too. It's a huge, huge thing. But here's the thing about ghosts. It's 365. All day, every day, because literally all we got to do is go in a room.
We just got to get the believers to, you know.
Oh, that's not a problem. We'll just start with the Bigfoot people, work our way through
Loch
Ness.
We've got cute ghosts, we've got mean ghosts, yeah. We've got different categories of ghosts.
I think QAnon would be all about ghosts in a jar.
I think we could do this. I think
the
it's
progressive
a good...
is if the ghosts were victims of cultural appropriation, I think they'd get into buying so they could free them.
Right.
So,
we could use it
on both sides of the aisle.
We could do like a trip anywhere and be like, well, yeah.
Right.
And it's a tax write-off. What are you doing in the Cayman Islands, Kat? Ghost hunting.
I have five jars full of ghosts. Jam jars full of ghosts.
Caribbean ghosts on sale.
And we don't even have to spend extra money on jars because I have all the jars.
We go to England to get England jars. Like,
guys,
literally, we can get a ghost.
You carry on. It's just like a big suitcase of jars.
Empty jars.
And for those who don't like, you know, we'll get plastic containers.
Harvesting ghosts, motherfucker.
Do you have anything to claim? Only 50 ghosts from the Isle.
If we want to cut costs, we could literally do ghosts in an envelope.
There you go.
As long as it
depends.
Seals, you
it's
got
more
it.
More slender right, exactly. of a ghost.
I learned that much from the new Ghostbusters.
Ghosts will hold the shape of a container because they're gas.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one thing I learned from Ghostbusters. It's that.
Yeah. You know, Egon, he knew what time it was, even though everyone thought he was crazy, but he was saving the world. That was actually, I'd be honest with you, that was a really good movie. You know, like, FYI, if you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't.
It's phenomenal.
I think I've only ever seen the original. I've never.
If you've seen the original, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's what
I've heard. Because it's nice to see the old guys back together.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, but Bill Murray looked tired. He looked as disinterested as Han Solo did when they brought him back. I think Han Solo ad-libbed his death. I think he just said, "Hey, I'm feeling this right here. Let's just go with it." Oh, if you ain't seen it by now, you're not gonna see it.
Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
So I don't know if you guys heard this, but on Tuesday of this week, it was National Florida Day. Well, you know it's our favorite. I mean, Florida is our favorite state, for sure.
Florida has been the backbone
of this podcast. Absolutely. It has kept us going.
And I would imagine since we've kind of just been on this rift lately, that we have probably missed out on thousands of Florida stories with the key components being meth and some form of farm animal.
So here's a Florida story that, you know, I was interested in, would have fit perfectly in for us, but we weren't together for the podcast. But did you guys see the story about the two women who were arrested on felony assault charges for dumping glitter all over this guy's apartment and throwing glitter at him?
No,
that is a hate crime. That is a hate crime.
But why is it a felony assault? Like, what made it a felony assault in the eyes of the law?
Because they apparently
gets in your eyes.
Physically attacked him with the glitter, and it, like, the bucket, like, hit his head and stuff.
Blinded
but they
him.
Also, like, put the glitter in, like, his shoes and his sock drawer and, like, just spread glitter everywhere. And as you know,
it's
glitter,
just not coming out.
You can't get that out.
All right. I mean, I get that it's irreparable damage.
But
I
it seemed more like spurned lovers or something that were getting back at him. So
why can't anyone just move on?
Nobody can, right?
I mean, like, oh, I cheated on you. You're a dunk, and I'm out.
And we're
moving
done.
On, not looking back, because you know what? I don't need this. But you know what? A glitter story. So Georgie, when she was like 3, really liked glitter. It thought it was like magic. And
it is magic.
Somebody, not me, not naming any names, bought a little thing of glitter and a couple things of glitter. And Georgie got alone in the bathroom and decided she was going to do makeup and be pretty. And what goes best with makeup?
Glitter.
A little glitter. Just a little scotch. But, you know, she bathed herself in it. It was in her hair and everything.
She's still got that somewhere on her.
And
not mentioning any names, the other individual that birthed her was berserk and didn't want to get it on her. So dumbass dad, that's me, said, I got it.
Yeah.
So we had a bath that was like an hour. We made it fun. Like she was a dolphin. Like you kept dunking and like we get it out and I'm brushing it out and I'm like, we're glitter free. Like I had to change bathtubs. Like one bathtub, we had glitter, took her upstairs, did the shower. Like we were glitter free. Like I was like so proud of myself.
And
I took my eyes off her for 2 minutes and she was back in the original bathroom. When she walked in there, she had glitter on her feet and her hands. She's like, look, daddy, I'm still sparkly. And I was like, no. And then I went to work and I was sitting in the chair in Gutfill. And that's when it hit me, when I just happened to look at the screen and my beard was glistening.
I had glitter everywhere. Well,
that's a
trend. Guys will put glitter on their beards.
That's one of those things people say is a trend. But if
no,
you see anybody
trend.
Do it IRL.
No, I'm telling
no.
you right now.
A glitter beard,
I ended
IRL.
Up shaving off my beard because I couldn't get it out. That's how bad it was. And here's the thing. I didn't realize that I committed mass homicide because when you take the glitter off in the bathtub, it goes in the sink and ends up in the ocean and fish eat it and they die.
Oh, I didn't think about
because
that.
Because the little it doesn't, you can't get rid of glitter. It never goes away.
Yeah, it's not biodegradable.
It doesn't burn. It just survives. It's the evilest little tiny thing. So glitter is...
We should all strive to be like glitter and not be torn down.
But again, what? How do you not avoid someone coming at you with a bucket of glitter? I feel like buckets aren't easy to hide.
I think they hurled it at him.
Yeah, but there was two of them.
There was two
so
of them.
So he just showed up in his apartment?
From what I read, he had a balcony that was kind of like at like... ground level.
Okay, first floor.
And right. So they like ran up and like climbed over the balcony and like
a building.
Yeah, exactly.
So both of them had previous inside knowledge of his apartment.
Oh, that's why
and
I think it was a spurn. That's why I think one of them was the
or both.
The,
no, it was both.
Oh, maybe they teamed
they
up.
Both
that's
they got together. They were the girlfriend.
Oh, there we go. They both thought they were the girlfriend. Is what
yeah,
said.
Yeah. And you know where
that's
I usually go. Well, are you staying? Yeah. Okay. Well, deuces. I'm out.
I think they both were like, absolutely.
They both
not.
Wanted to stay.
Let's go.
Because that's the cold part. One of them's going to try to work it out. They're going to turn each other in court.
Well, they both got arrested.
Yeah. So. I just want to say, not now, but many, many, many years ago, a guy very similar to myself had a theory. When he ran the streets, he was like, yeah, I'll have like seven because they'll all leave and five will come back. So, you know, it's just a numbers game.
That's true. I guess, you know.
But had this
gambling.
Said person many, many years ago, had he been attacked with glitter, that would have stopped all that. I guarantee you the next time this, and he'll be easy to spot because he'll
yeah,
be a little shiny
got
guy.
All over.
He's
right.
not getting that
he's
out.
He's going to have to go to court with glitter on him.
He has to move and burn everything because you know
yeah.
as soon as the new girlfriend comes in and sees glitter in his bed, you think she's going to believe that
exactly.
he was assaulted.
And all she needs to see is one speck.
Yeah, she's going to be like, "Who? What bitch's glitter is this? How? This is the first date and you couldn't even clean? Oh, hell no." Da-da-da-da. And he'll be like, no, this is what happened. My two ex-girlfriends that I was dating at the same
time. Look it
nothing
up.
Nothing is going to come
up.
Out of that. There's like no way to clean it up.
Yeah, because then it's like, well, why did they do, you know?
It has,
then it's a whole, you can't explain it.
Who believes it's a random crime, Kat? Like, I was reading the Bible and I was getting ready to go to sleep and these two women kicked in my door and just covered me with glitter. No one believes that.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't believe that.
They probably got like security footage of them at a Joann Fabrics.
Or Hobby Lobby.
Which is the
Michael's
saddest
craft
place
store.
In the world.
Yeah, Michael's Craft
Man,
Store's
Michael's
name has
craft
been
Store, where you go
There's
to get supplies to make shit that's going to get thrown away.
That you never make.
Yeah. Or
oh,
you
I cannot
do,
tell you.
And it looks like shit. And then you feel horrible about yourself because you suck.
What was like, have you ever done a DIY project? Like I've ever tried
forcibly as a child when I was like at a camp.
What's DIY? You know?
Do it yourself.
Oh, my entire
but
life.
Do I
is
sit
do
at home with glue and feathers as an adult woman? Absolutely not.
I did. Well, I made our prototype. So
yeah,
I definitely.
No,
yeah. I definitely.
I have
sit at
dabbled.
Home.
I have dabbled in. I. To stay eligible in football,
fallopian tube
I took
beer
a
house.
Yeah,
floristry
fallopian
class.
For that,
yeah,
you would do it.
Yeah.
That's serious business.
Yes.
But I learned about floristry, trying to stay eligible for football in college, and the little green bricks, and you soak it in water all night.
Absolutely.
And then you put the centerpiece in and the side piece, and you fill it in with foliage
absolutely.
And stuff. So I was trying to be cool. I was in trouble. I was in. You know you're in deep shit when you decide to make flowers for her. I mean, it's already too late.
Yeah.
So I went to Hobby Lobby and I got all my supplies because I knew what I was doing.
Right.
And she was so impressed.
Plan.
but my foliage thing. So I go there. I take my daughter and my son there, because, you know, on different occasions, for them to make like cool shirts.
Right.
Because the tie dye shirts and all little projects and stuff.
Love it.
You always buy a bunch of other stuff because they get you coming. All of a sudden, ooh, I need that green vase that I would never even thought of, or ooh, this seashell clock, gotta have it.
And they're always having like a 75 off the entire 75% off.
But it's still overpriced.
See?
It's like $400 for this glass jar, but it's on sale for 20%. That's not, why do we Americans keep falling for that shit? Oh, it's 10% off. No, moron, it's not. It's not 10% off. They just tell you it's cheaper, but really wholesale, it's three times less than what it really is. It's not a sale, but we always fall for that. Well, it was on sale. No, and they always get you at Hobby Lobby. Oh, and you can always get different colored bandanas.
Yeah.
So if you have a lot of dogs and you need to color coordinate them, you can go to Hobby Lobby and get like literally
those, like, stiff,
70 different. Yeah. Yep. You got to wash them first.
Of course.
Yeah. They're not like gas station bandanas.
Ready, you know, to wear. Those are ready to wear.
Yeah, those are ready to wear. The ones in there, you got to kind of, and they bleed too, you know, because all the crazy colors. And of course, you know, a lot of people need an American flag bandana. You go to Hobby Lobby and they have like 9 different versions of the flag. I only know this because, unfortunately, I took my daughter Christmas shopping at Hobby Lobby. And by the time I was done, when we went through the cash register, it was $900. And I was like, what did we buy?
How long did you wait on that line, too? Probably
4 hours. It wasn't the line so much, but Georgie had got individual animals, right? And she got like every one. And they're individual. And it's like the horses and the things and the bears and the dog. And the guy's like, doop, one. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. It was so long that lines were forming. I was the first one in line, but I was taking so long that people started going, oh. And then one lady was like, how many toys does she need? And I'm like, oh, man, how many are these? And the guy's like, oh, it looks like we got 35. And each one has a tag on it. So it took forever. And then she got a pink lamp, $89.
Whoa.
No light bulb or cover. That was different. They didn't have
a lampshade.
The lampshade was $35. So it was $110 for a lampshade the size of that mic.
Mm. Wow.
Hobby Lobby doesn't mess around, man. They get you. Because people like, well, I'm being artistic. And they have all kinds of fabrics. You can make clothes and capes.
Wait, so you're
I
in
bet
your...
everyone in there is either a child, an old person, or someone who just gave up drinking.
Yeah, or a father.
Am I wrong?
A father who's trying
what do
to
I do
be
now?
Creative
I guess
with
I
his
can glue shit on yeah. top of
go get a bag of feathers and
yeah.
And lots of seashells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get lots of
make
seashells. You
can... Sobriety puka shell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
alcohol free puka
and
shell
you can
necklace.
Make shirts like I'm standing next to stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the creative things. And you can get, oh, and if you need to make
puff
your
paint,
if you need to make your
greatest
address,
grandma
Mod Podge.
If the address on your house or apartment is not legible, you can get the numbers there.
Yep.
You know, oh, and framing. Frame.
Yeah, frames.
You can frame anything there. You can frame a child. I thought about it after $900. I was like, I might as well frame her up so she can stop
yeah,
spending money.
Just, you know, do
she's
a little
a
crochet.
Shopper.
Friends leave footprints on our hearts or some shit.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of menopause yeah. happens there. Like that kind of. I'm out of the
anything
game.
With a good quote, like live, laugh, love. Yeah. Home is where mom gets what she wants.
Home is.
If mom
don't,
ain't, if
don't
mom
talk
ain't
to
happy.
Until I had my coffee.
Yeah. A lot of edgy signs like, I don't open the door till Friday.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, like real edgy.
I'm just drinking coffee until I can have my wine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Wine o'clock. Coffee. Yeah. Don't even talk to me.
It's beer
literally.
Me Tuesday.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah, a lot of ain'ts. Yeah. A lot of double negatives and
there
whatnot.
We go.
Yeah. It's a
I saw
entire.
One that was like cleaning a house while children are growing is like shoveling snow while it's still snowing. Fuck you.
My
you
dad know, used to make me shovel the snow while it was still snowing.
And, you know, that's why you got the traps, man. It builds character. You know what? But the one thing that's frustrating is whenever you need them, they're always closed. No one knows the hours of a Hobby Lobby to Michaels. It literally changes every day. I mean, they're open to like whenever you're not there, they're open. And as soon as you get there, they're closed.
Yeah, they're closed.
And you can never and don't get a price check. Oh, dear God. Make sure everything you get has its price tag on it because you are going to be there for a long time. And then you'll say, oh, I don't want it. And then they go, oh, it's no problem.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this. Has there ever been an incident of somebody using the craft supplies in the store?
Oh.
Like using them, making themselves like a dream catcher, and then not having enough money to purchase all the components?
I love that.
Possibly, yes.
I wonder if any of these looters are doing that.
I might have let
my daughter. They're all making
Nancy Pelosi's America.
I might have.
I wonder if there's a huge influx of people in, you know, the San Francisco Hotly, wherever the Michaels or Joanne's making dream catchers.
Well, the only thing is you're not going to steal from Hobby
Lobby. The windows to making the dream catchers.
You're going to exceed that $500 if you steal from Hobby Lobby. So you're going to get busted. You're going to do time for Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
I might have been a part of a crime because my daughter wanted to sample all the slime to make sure it wasn't bullshit. Those were his words. Her words was like, we got to sample this because this could be putty or clay and we don't do that. It has to be slime. It needs to be a certain way. So she's like, I'm just going to open this one. And then she started opening them all. And then she was like, look at this one, Dad. And then she gave me one and she's like, squeeze it. And it popped. And I was like, let's put the evidence is all over you. Like, the only thing that happened was luckily I was nowhere near glitter.
Yeah.
But
you walk up to the cash register just covered in glitter.
Well,
they're
the
like,
cool part
Sir.
Was, unfortunately, the friggin' slime had glitter in it, now that I remember it. So the evidence was everywhere, but I acted casual. Like, you ain't never seen a big brother with glitter on his hand before? I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. I don't believe any of that shit they said about him. But it's a phenomenal place if you have given up on life or are in between marriages. Or not really sure about your sexuality, so you just go in there and I'm going to create and just figure it out. Or you have a really clever daughter, which in my case tricks me every time. I've never, and she's such a good shopper. She can, like, she could make $1 million on QVC. Like, she would be, if she was selling rings and stuff, because everything's magical and beautiful. Oh, look at this. Dad, this would look so good in your office. Like, you need this. I don't know if I need that violet fake roses, but
office,
it brings out your eyes. It's such a good, you trust me.
Yo,
I know what I'm talking about.
You need to get some house, some office warming gifts for your office.
Actually, I'm getting a lot of them. I'm getting all the crap that nobody else wanted.
Right. Okay.
A lot
well,
of those. Kat, did you guys get the small mug thing? It looks like a coconut that has your name on it. Did you guys get that?
I no.
Yeah.
I don't get those types of things.
Was that from Gutfeld though?
I got
one of those.
Yeah, I think it's from his assistant.
The little
not him.
Eric, yeah.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah, Gutfeld, I mean, he's not giving anything. Remember on live TV, he gave us autographs for Christmas one year.
Yeah,
so autographed pictures of himself.
Yes. Literally looked at Kat and was like, is this for real? Is this really? Thank you, no. I gave it away to somebody in the crowd. And then he was like, how dare you re-gift?
I'm frame
like,
it. Put it in your office, you
why?
Know?
Why? I see him enough. That's another thing. You only put family pictures up, right, in the office? Why would you put coworkers up?
Yeah, that's true. You're seeing
that
them.
Might
yeah,
be a I don't know horrible why. Career move.
You walk into your office and it's just wallpaper with photos of Greg Gutfeld. Eh?
Or what if like you put your family pictures on your desk and your coworker pictures at home? Like I just have a bunch of pictures of you guys.
Yeah, like I don't think in any situation having random pictures of you have to be in the coworker. You have to be in the coworker picture.
Yeah. Oh, that
if
would,
you're not in the coworker picture, HR is calling you.
That's like, just strange.
Yeah. That's there's no. Yeah. How can you explain that? Like when I go to bed at night, I have a picture of Tim. Yeah, I'm sure everyone says,
just tell him
she's
you
my coworker.
Pray to it.
Yeah. It's my coworker. We go to Hobby Lobby together. It's fun.
I'm in this new religion.
Yeah. Because there's that doesn't make any. Yeah, that would be awkward. That's you know what you bring that up. I've had a pretty interesting life, I would have to say, with writing my book. And the one thing that they asked me for in writing my book was pictures. Because I've had a lot of interactions with a lot of celebrities in my life, but I have never been like, hey, Sylvester Stallone, let's take a picture. Like, I've never asked for a picture because I think it's dumb. So they shamed me for not having pictures with any of the stories. Like, well, do you have a picture of you and Snoop? No, I was his bodyguard. Why would I take a picture with him? I mean, pictures were taken of us when we were at events and stuff, but I was never like, hey, boss, let's get a selfie together. I guess I never think in those terms. Like, I've never been like, hey, Kat, quick selfie for the show tonight. We just don't do that.
No.
You know, but apparently people do that.
I was thinking that looking at Instagram, like, where do you guys get all of these photos of yourself? Like, Devin, yours, I've had the same
question. Why are you looking directly at me?
I didn't realize, but yeah, that is excellent. Excellent journalism right there.
I've had the same
Bear, are
question.
You
it's usually you and your partner looking lovingly into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of like the people like who post, like the girls who post, like they always got like a little hat on. And then it's like them smiling and looking in the distance like on a brick wall. And it's like, ready to slay Monday. It's like, Where did that come from? How do you just have this at your fingertips telling me to slay Monday?
Okay. I think I can answer some of that.
All right.
When I stayed at the Beverly Hills Hotel when I was in California, I was out at the pool with some of my homeboys. We were hanging out, and I noticed a lot of Instagram photos going down where people who didn't even stay at the hotel would come in with a bathing suit and then have someone take 9,000 pictures
so
of them.
It looked like they
for different days of the week. They go into the bathroom and come out with a different bathing suit on and make it like a different day. And then guys do it in front of expensive cars that aren't theirs. So it's called flossing, but they will take a plethora of pictures to try to make it look like they have this incredible life. So that's why they have slaying it Monday. And it's like, oh, I'm bored Tuesday. Like literally we'll wait for someone to stop eating and sit at their table like lunch at the Hill on Wednesday. What are you guys doing? And they're literally waiting for the bus
right
to go to junior college during the day. But they floss. So I think you have to be a planner if you're going to have situational pictures for every situation. I'm assuming that. Like you literally have a photo shoot of yourself.
And you bring outfit changes, yourself. You change in a Starbucks bathroom. Like, what the kind of life is that?
Yeah, apparently a pretty exciting one because it's not easy being an Instagram model. You have to carry a lot of stuff.
You do.
And not get busted for trespassing.
You have to look off into the distance and look.
And timing is everything.
Right. Interested. And
you can't look rich when other people are actually being rich in the moment. You know what I'm saying? You have to wait for them to leave and you kind of jump in. It's not a photo bombing of yourself. It's like you purposely a photo bomb. Or if they find out a celebrity somewhere, they'll jump in the pool with like Brad Pitt and is on the other side of the pool and they'll jump in the pool like just swimming with the bee, you know, and like he has no idea they're, you know, but they just do that. Because there was, I saw when I was having lunch and Jay-Z was having lunch with, I think his agent or somebody like five tables over and literally the waiter. And it was like they had to wear a bow tie and a white shirt and stuff. He took his bow tie off, opened it up, and like there, and took a picture like 14 feet between them, like late for my meeting. And I was like,
oh God,
brilliant or horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's the smartest thing or.
He sends a picture home to mom. Who got that meeting with Jay-Z today about their record deal?
Killing
please
it out
send
in
more
LA,
money.
Man. Killing it.
Yeah. Please keep sending the money, Mom, because obviously I'm there. I'm doing a damn thing. I'm so not a waiter. So not. I'm meeting with Jay-Z right now. So maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. I wonder who the first person was to start all of that, the trend. And I now think it's just a trend that everybody's like.
Kardashians. They started that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Like the influencer thing on Instagram and stuff. But I think that's why people. They have a bunch of cataloged pictures of themselves.
I think you have to have cat. I think the problem is why you struggle with this is you've always worked. You have places
to be.
You
don't have time.
You have jobs. When you don't work, you have if you don't work and you don't have kids or any responsibilities and you don't believe in accountability, you have so much free time for activities because literally you have 24 hours. You rarely sleep. And when you do sleep is when everybody else is working. So you have so much free time. So you have no time but to take pictures of yourself pretending to be doing something that you're actually not doing. So I think you have to go like nary a time is somebody who works 40 hours a week.
Also a hashtag boss babe.
Yeah. Yeah. But you really don't boss.
You are a boss, babe.
Anything.
No. You're
if you call yourself
boss.
A boss, you're not a boss.
Yeah. Boss, babe. Okay. Go away.
That doesn't even make sense.
Just so you know, though, that this podcast truly keeps me humble because every time I post on social media, I immediately think, what is Kat Tiff
is
going to
get
say?
You.
Yes, exactly.
Tiff
is going to
get
I'm
you.
Like, I know
well,
I'm going
good.
To get. I, exactly. It keeps me humble. It keeps me, like,
the
honest.
The only thing, nary a time, the only thing, and I know you would never do this, but if you ever posted a picture of your backside
oh my gosh.
On social media, Timf would be coming with the guns.
I give you full permission to just
Kat's
smack
coming,
me across
she's coming
the face.
For it. She's
because
coming
if
for
that's
it.
Happened, I've lost all sense of myself.
Now, you can do the black box,
yeah.
which
well,
was still
that's classy.
Phenomenal.
That's
one
classy.
Of the greatest trolls. That's a real troll.
It was a great troll because it was two photos.
Honestly,
and
they
thinking
swiped.
That it's going to be the original, and then
because
boom,
you can't
bigger box.
Complain.
No,
because
you can't
Tim's
be
like, what kind of? Why would you do? Why were you trying to look at my butt?
Right.
So
what
hard?
Exactly were you looking for?
Yeah. Oh no, I love black boxes.
Right.
You know.
Amen.
But you know, and some guys be like, "Whoa, this BS." No, it's not, sir.
It's not BS. It's
not
no,
at all. You're BS. So I think that would be
your BS.
Yeah.
You are bullshit.
Even if you took a picture of like somebody like Stone's butt and put it on there, like he fills these jeans like a boss, Tiff is gonna be coming for you.
Oh,
I would. Honestly, I would.
You would do that because you would.
I would send it to Project Blonde and be like, "What do you think?
We need to get her." Is what you should say.
It would be. It would be a. What do you call it?
I just couldn't even imagine. I do, but every time I post on social, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what is Kat Timpf gonna say?" I know she's gonna come at me again, but you know what? I love it. I love it.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad. I'm always here to help keep other people accountable.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You're my accountability coach.
Accountability buddy, a bill of buddy,
accountability buddy. That's
my accountability buddy,
which is celebrating 25 years.
Yes,
they just how do they survive? Like, and I love South Park, but they are bulletproof.
They're amazing.
In this day and age of everybody going down, South Park
cancel culture hasn't caught up.
They just don't have the guts because they know they're gonna get it. If you come at them, I mean,
they're so unapologetic that. You can't cancel them.
Yeah, literally, who was it? Saddam Hussein and the devil? It was a love affair?
Yeah, they had
affair.
A sexual relationship.
Yes. Yeah, it was an affair. Mm. And he cheated on him. He cheated on the devil. The devil was the good guy. If you're willing to do that,
right?
Bring it.
They've already gone so far that they
just
they,
don't.
It doesn't it's matter at don't. This point, right?
Yeah.
Equal opportunity offenders,
right?
Call it too.
Yeah, like nobody's safe.
No one's safe. Yeah, exactly.
I would not mind getting hit up on South Park. It would
that
be
would be an honor.
Honor.
Yeah. That would be an
totally,
honor. Yeah.
Totally,
an you know? Honor. Yeah.
Although I probably shouldn't make because then when it actually happens,
yeah, now all of a sudden
you're gonna be like, "Whoa, you're
next
too
season
far, bro.
Is gonna be
too far." Listen, man, I watched Basket Stupid movie. Leave me alone, guy. What was their movie? The writers did a movie. It was like they invented a game called. It was. Basket something. It wasn't that great.
I don't know that.
It was a comedy, but yeah, they did like a weird little movie. But you know, I usually wait for the season to run and I just binge watch it.
I like to watch it week by week.
Yeah, no. One of my trainers.
Because it usually goes along with the news cycle, so you got to pay attention to it.
Well, Hard Knock South, where I trained for years, Rob McIntyre, who's a great trainer there, he's obsessed with it. He'll make you watch it. You don't have a chance. You go in the gym, it's on. Like, it's, oh, New South Park. You guys see it? You guys see it? And you'd be like, nah, oh, don't worry. Boom, it's on. Did you see it? You see it? Let me rewind it for you.
Did you get that part?
I think I watched Cripple fight 7,000 times in one day. He just couldn't stop laughing. He just could not. And that was one of the best fights ever.
Super fan.
Yeah. He's towel-y. Like, I think we had a bet going on that someone was going to get a towel-y tattoo. Thank God that there was an adult in the room who was like, guys, stop. Just stop. No one's getting a towel-y tattoo unless everyone's getting a towel-y tattoo.
And that's not happening.
No. I was down, though.
South Park or Bob's Burgers?
I mean, it's not the same.
It's too different.
It's too different.
You can't decide.
It's like
what
jam
are you talking
jelly.
About, Devin?
It's like
all right,
jam
I'm so
jelly.
Sorry. Never mind.
That was rude, Devin.
Why don't you go
Let's
back
just
to
cut that
jelly.
Out of the podcast.
Devin, man.
Yeah, you just ruined
the whole
to make yourself
show.
Better.
No, man. You know what? For more podcasts like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Devin ruined it. What did we learn today? Devin doesn't respect shit.
Devin doesn't know anything about cartoons or being an adult.
And takes unnecessary photos
of
Stone.
There we are.
In his backside.
Yeah. Just go to my Instagram. It's all butt photos.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. So, well, Devin, I think you said enough. So please end it.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.